Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. The call to defund the police is gathering momentum across the country and in Boston. Yesterday, we spoke with local activists who want to reduce and reallocate police funding and increase police accountability. A little later in the show, we'll speak to a former head of the Boston Police Department. But first, we have City Councilor Andrea Campbell, chair of the council's Committee on Public Safety and Criminal Justice. Welcome back, Councilor Campbell.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's been a while since we've had you, so first let me just ask, how are you?
Taking it one moment at a time, you know, with COVID-19, I mean, you know, I represent a district, predominantly a district of color, that has been really hard in my district, and of course now with the conversations with respect to police brutality and the murder of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and so many others, some days are harder than others, but still honored to do this work and to represent the district I do.
Let's talk about some of that challenging work. Yesterday, during public testimony on the city budget, you heard from dozens of people calling to defund the police, people like Morgan Coe. Here he is. He's a former teacher.
The BPD has been acting more like an occupying army than a community force sworn to serve and protect their fellow Bostonians. As a citizen and as a voter, I urge you to stop rewarding this kind of gross violence with an ever-expanding budget and unlimited overtime.
Many are arguing that the police budget ought to be cut by 10%. What is your reaction to that? And if you like the idea, is 10% the appropriate target?
So I do like the idea. And I absolutely think that we need to reallocate money from the police budget to, I think, departments that will have a more effective way in which to address the root causes of the very public safety issues we're talking about, right? Whether it's poverty, doing better with respect to our schools, our housing, economic opportunity, particularly for communities of color. And I want to be clear, and I've been stressing this in many recent conversations, that defunding does not mean abolishing our police department. And it does not mean that for me. If anything, it is looking at how do we take resources, particularly those resources that are not efficient. So overtime is almost $60 million. How do we redirect that into youth jobs? I just held a hearing recently with some council colleagues on that. How do we redirect that to address the healthcare disparities that communities of color are seeing because of COVID-19 and finally get rid of those disparities, or for mental health or substance abuse? And so that reallocation is definitely not only worth the conversation, but us actually doing it.
Councilor Campbell, over the last week, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, has addressed this idea of reducing the police budget. He said at a press conference this morning, he reiterated concern about doing that arbitrarily. Here he is.
It's not just about cutting the budget. It's about how do we redirect some of the money potentially into other areas.
Do you feel the mayor is listening to and hearing calls from activists and the council on the police budget?
Well, I know the mayor is definitely listening because he has obviously said that he absolutely thinks that we should be reallocating resources from the police department to other departments or other purposes. The thing that I am not okay with, and I think at this moment in time is unacceptable, is the specifics. We need an action plan. We need specifics from him as to what resources do we want to redirect and reallocate. And I think there's a way to do that. I think there's a way to look at the overtime piece. I think there's a way to look at certain initiatives within the department to say, are they working? Are they effective? And if not, how do we redirect those dollars to, say, community-based organizations that have a proven record of interrupting and disrupting violence while at the same time working to heal community? We need specifics, and not just on the budget piece. That is one critical reform that we should be talking about, but we will not shift the policing system and make it more transparent, more accountable, more racially just, and more diverse if we do not couple the budget conversations, the defunding movement, with a long list of other initiatives which are critically important and also on my list.
You know, as we do talk about the defunding piece, and I hear you about talking about the other initiatives that would go with that, a good chunk of the police department budget is locked up in union contracts. How much latitude is there to make change?
So I think, you know, change happens when residents demand it, when electeds are bold and courageous. And we're at a time in this country where all of that is happening. And it's a beautiful thing to see. You know, I have thousands of emails, many of them from Boston residents, some are from outside of Boston, who are saying we need to really rethink our policing system, but also all of the systems that continue to fail Black and brown communities, healthcare system, banking, housing, education, you name it. And change happens when people mobilize, and they are mobilizing. And now it's up to us to take action and to do it not over a long period of time, but to do it quickly. And I think we have an opportunity to do that. I'll just add, you know, I as a counselor am legally prohibited from participating in union negotiations and conversations. So given the role of the mayor, it is critically important that he reveal specifics. So I know when he's going into those conversations with our unions, who must be at the table to inform this reform, that he is going to be asking for the very things that I think and my constituents think need to happen to transform this policing system. And overtime, for example, is one of those measures. You know, right now there's a four-hour minimum requirement. That has to be sort of unraveled while speaking to the unions. And so they need to play a role, and he needs to be specific as to what that is.
So we're almost out of time here. I do want to ask you, this is the most diverse council in the history of City of Boston. It's a new council. Is that playing a role here? Could a hearing like the one you had yesterday have happened, say, a year ago?
Absolutely. I mean, these hearings have been happening for some time. You know, I'll speak to body cameras, for example. You know, filed hearing orders on that. Advocates have been mobilizing for body cameras for a long time, even before I joined the council. And I've filed three hearings on orders on that haven't really gone anywhere. Civilian Review Board, advocates have been pushing that for years. It hasn't really gone anywhere, even after I filed three hearing orders on it. And so many other initiatives, diversifying our police department, put out a report on that, a public safety dashboard, transparency. So this has been happening, and it's going to continue to happen. We just now have to do it in partnership with the mayor and not waste any more time.
And that is Boston City Councilor Andrea Campbell. I appreciate you taking the time to join us today. Thanks.
Thank you.